Resistance is futile, Brussels scheming to integrate UK into EU-wide defence plan. By Peter Catalan, June 9, 2022. Despite having long left the European Union, Brussels appears to now be scheming about bringing the UK back into the bloc's military ambitions by integrating the country into a common defence framework. A long-time goal for many Eurofederalists on the continent, the very concept of a pan-EU army was one of the major red flags which led to many opting to campaign to get the UK out of the transnational bloc. However, despite the fact that Britain has long since left the Union, it appears that those in Brussels are nevertheless scheming to integrate the UK into the Eurofederalist world order under a common supranational EU defence plan. In a draft recommendation voted on by Parliament on Wednesday, lawmakers in the bloc have called for Parliament to work to bring the UK into a framework for common cooperation on defence and foreign policy matters. The report suggests that this would best be achieved via what it describes vaguely as the addition of relevant provisions in the EU-UK Trade and Cooperation Agreement, which those who penned the document believe would maximise the possibilities for EU-UK cooperation. Lawmakers responsible for the document also recommend that the bloc rapidly work towards setting up a fully functional EU military headquarters, take action for the purpose of shoring up union-wide defensive capabilities, as well as to implement measures to fight propaganda and disinformation campaigns in the Union and its neighbourhood. While the document has yet to be endorsed by Parliament as of the time of writing, its content seems to be largely in keeping with the recommendations made by the Conference on the Future of Europe, including recommendations calling for the establishment of a pan-EU army, as well as the ending of veto powers for individual member states. The conference ultimately painted a picture of a federalized European superstate similar in structure to the US. Once these powers go to Brussels, you are no longer a separate state, but a province of something larger, Dr. Gunnar Beck, MEP of the Populist Alternative for Deutschland party, previously told Breitbart Europe regarding the conference, which he described as a democratic farce. While some of those still in the bloc have now repeatedly voiced their concern regarding Brussels' penchant for hoarding more and more power, Brexiteers who have managed to haul the UK out of the bloc are likely breathing a sigh of relief, having long predicted that a common EU army was on the card should Britain have remained in the Union. It wanted its own police force, it wanted its own independent foreign policy without anyone being able to veto it within the club, and it absolutely wants its own army, air force, and navy, Brexiteer-in-chief Nigel Farage said last year as to the ambitions of the EU. Since Afghanistan and since the weakening of NATO by Biden, the demand for a rapid reaction force, the demand for a European army, has become ever stronger, he went on to say. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.